Chairs No Waiting, episode number 478, The E-Bullet, May 2018. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you by the folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weavers. There's some great stuff over there, like a Mayberry pennant. Hey, baseball season has started. It's the spring. So get your Mayberry pennant and hang it up. Yeah, you got to have that. If you don't want that, maybe you want a Mayberry Sheriff's Badge. Either one you can find over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Go over and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. The executive producer of episode number 478 is Jim Clark. He may be episode 700 and something too. But hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, and it is great to be here in Mayberry with you, as we are almost every week, just visiting. And this week, we're going to be talking about the E-Bullet, as I said, and we're going to be having Randy Turner. He's going to give us a little report about Margaret Carey. So you're going to have a little bit more. If you haven't heard all the interviews and stuff we've done with her, he gives us even more information about Margaret, a wonderful lady. But we're going to be hearing about, as I said, the E-Bullet this week. So, if you guys don't know, the E-Bullet came out today, which is, I'm recording this on the 14th of May, 2018. And if you didn't get notified, it's because you hadn't signed up. It's free, 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 free. Yeah, there you go. So head over to the E-Bullet's website. If you go to imayberry.com, click the E-Bullet link. That's all you got to do. Head over to imayberry.com and click the E-Bullet link at the top of the page. And when you get there, you'll see this. You can see this at the top. It says Home, Mayberry Event, Calendar, Archives. Subscribe to the E-Bullet. So if you'll click on that link and go in there and put in your email address and sign yourself up, you'll start getting copies of the E-Bullet when they come out. So it came out this morning at 5:30 a.m. Woo! Jim was up early writing it and getting it ready. No, we scheduled it. But we got the E-Bullet ready to go and out on the street. So if you guys want to make sure you don't miss one, or you want to get it as soon as you can, that's the way to go. Don't wait and, miss out, okay? So let me get some music going here. From the VW Boys, ladies and gentlemen. The VW Boys, thank you so much for the music at VWBoys.com. Great Mayberry fans, by the way. All right, so we're going to talk about the E-Bullet, Volume 18, Issue Number 3, May 2018. So like I said, if you guys have not seen this, you have got to head over and check it out. All right. So let's see here. So this is the third issue for 2018. Let me give you just some of the highlights. Now, there's a lot of stuff in here. There's a whole lot of things in the E-Bullet that I'm not going to go over because I expect you to go over and check it out yourself. You can go to tagsrwc.com and the_E-Bullet. Or, like I said, you can just go to imayberry.com, click the link. A lot easier. There'll be a link in our show notes as well. So first, we're going to hear from Floyd's Barbershop Bulletin Board and Event Calendar. We're going to hit a few of the highlights here. And one of the things that's coming up this weekend, now I don't know if you're going to have time to have seen this and do anything about it, but Betty Lynn's going to be at the Andy Griffith Museum on the 18th of May. So if you're in the North Carolina area, maybe you want to go to that. But if you're in the Midwest, huge event coming up this weekend. You don't want to miss the 5th annual Mayberry in the Midwest. A great event. Plus the Mayberry Squad Car Nationals. All this weekend. They're going to have Maggie Peterson Mancuso there. Ronnie Schell. Now, Maggie is Charlene Darwin. You knew that. Ronnie Schell, he was on two episodes of the Andy Griffith Show. Played Duke Slater on Gomer Pyle. Wow, what else could you have? Hey, but that's not all. Margaret Carey, that we're going to hear about in a little while from Randy Turner. She's going to be there as well. Still not done. Dixie Griffith, she's going to be there. Andy Griffith's daughter. Still not done. George Lindsay Jr., the son of George Lindsay. Man, that's exciting news. I love the music. That's great. So they're going to all be there and visiting with us this weekend at Mayberry in the Midwest. Come on out and be a part. Right? It's going to be great. There's lots of other stuff happening. Go and check out the event calendar. Things like Roland White. He's going to be performing up in Tennessee on the 9th of May. So that's over there. If you're interested, go check it. 19th of May, not the 9th. And Rodney Dillard will be on May the 20th. They're going to be joined by the Walker Brothers for an afternoon in Mayberry in Florida at the Florida Opry. It's in Plant City, Florida. So if you're in the area, come and check out the event calendar so you don't miss out. Betty Lynn's going to be back at the museum on June the 15th. So don't miss her there. June 16th, they're going to have Neil Brower from Mayberry 101. He's going to be presenting one of his summer lecture series. He's going to kick it off on June 16th, doing Back to Nature. That's right. You know, because there's going to be golden arms and wild pheasants and lake loons. There's going to be all kinds of stuff in that one. Don't miss out. If you're in the North Carolina area and you're there close to Mount Airy, go over to the Andy Griffith Museum. And you can go to the website at andygriffithmuseum.org and get more information about it. But Neil's going to be there. He's going to be there about 2 p.m. on June 16th. Karen Knotts is going to do her Tied Up in Knots show in Fullerton, California on the 12th of July. Now, here's where it starts getting even better, because I'll be there. Betty Lynn is going to be back at the museum again on July the 20th, the Andy Griffith Museum. So make plans to be there. Why? Because that is the same weekend, July 20th through the 22nd, that we're going to have our 6th annual Mayberry Meetup right there in Mount Airy, North Carolina. It's sponsored by this here chapter of Two Chairs, No Waiting. It's not a chapter, but the podcast is sponsored by us. It'll be hosted by me, and Kenneth Junkin will be there with us, Otis. I think some of our other tribute friends will be there as well. Hopefully Howard. He's made it several years in a row. We've got Mr. McBeavy will be there. It should be a lot of fun. Hopefully they'll all be able to make it. But it's coinciding with Betty Lynn being there, but that's not all. That's right. Betty will be there on Friday. And then the next day, Neil Brower is going to be back doing his series once again. And this one's going to be on Opie the Birdman. Oh, it'll make us cry. Oh, I didn't think about that one. But he'll be there on July the 21st. So make plans to be there with us. A lot of fun. So we're going to skip through some of the other things, but there's other events coming up. You can go and check out the event calendar. I don't want to miss this, though. Mayberry Days is September the 27th through the 30th. It's the 29th annual Mayberry Days in Mount Airy, North Carolina. Oh, it's big, big, big. Betty Lynn's confirmed to be there. Rodney Dillard, Ronnie Schell, Leroy McNeese is going to be back. And Karen Knotts will also be there presenting her Deputy's Daughter. A Deputy's Daughter is the show that she'll be doing. There's tickets on sale. You can go and check it out. There's Bluegrass Mayberry Style by Leroy McNeese. All kinds of shows going on. There's the VW Boys, who you're hearing in the background. That's them. They'll be doing their Salute to Mayberry in town. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be Michael Hoover will be doing a show, His Memories of Elvis. He's Elvis. He does Elvis. Great guy. Great Mayberry fans. Known him for years. Get this, guys. Colin Ray, 4-time platinum artist and with 4 number one singles as well. And not only him, but Marty Stewart's going to be there. Can you believe it? James Gregory, the funniest man in America. And the Mallpass Brothers are going to be there as well. There's still more. Colonel Timms is going to happen. Colonel Timms Talent Time. You can't miss on that one. Neil Brower's lecture and the annual TAGS RWC, the Andy Griffith Show Rio and Rogers Club meeting, as well as the Mayberry Golf Tournament. There's banquets. It's a whole weekend of fun. Go and check out all the things going on. There's comedian John Floyd's going to be there, the Band of Oz, all kinds of stuff going on during Mayberry Days to make it just a fun family outing, and you're going to love it. So if you can't be there, maybe you can make it to the meetup, one of the way or the other. All right, so then the other thing I want to mention is the Mayberry Cruise. I don't want to tell you what number it is, because Barney wouldn't go, I'm sure, but it's Mayberry Cruise 2018. Let's put it that way. Dixie Griffith is our special guest. So go and check it out. All right, so let's hear a little bit of news from cast and crew, because we got some cool stuff here. Ron Howard, you may have known him as Opie, you might. He's in full promotion mode for Solo, A Star Wars Story. In addition to making the interview rounds with all the major media, he welcomed stars from Hollywood and beyond for a spectacular world premiere at Hollywood's El Capitan Theater on May the 10th. It's a big deal, big deal. Lots of people there. Chewbacca even showed up. Yeah. Ron, he's right now, Ron Howard, this week, as I record this, he's at the Cannes Film Festival. Cannes Film Festival for the week, for his European premiere on the May the 15th of Star Wars Solo, the Solo story. What is the name of it? Solo, a Star Wars story. Anyway, he's going to be there, and then he'll be back in the U.S. for the big premiere nationwide here in America on May 25th. Ron also recently completed narration on the fifth season of Arrested Development, which will be released on Netflix on May the 29th. Big month for Ron. Wow. He did a narration of a remix of the season's fourth season as well, which was released on Netflix earlier this month. So he kind of narrated over it. Kind of cool. With worlds colliding, Jim Clark writes, Ron narrated a hilarious recap of Star Wars history. And there's a link in the e-bullet for that. It's a video talking about basically Ron doing in his Arrested Development style narration, a history of Star Wars. You definitely want to go check that out. Ron's Imagine Entertainment has purchased the film rights for something called The Warehouse. It's a novel by Rob Hart that's scheduled for publication sometime next year, with the idea that Ron will likely direct a movie version of the spy thriller. So I didn't realize you bought the movie rights of a book that hadn't even been published yet. I wonder how he got to read it. Huh. Anyway, he did. I guess that's because he's Ron Howard. That's why. But it's called The Warehouse, and it's a spy thriller, and he may direct that movie. Dean Webb, he was the darling playing mandolin player, or the darling boy that played the mandolin, I'll say it that way, and his fellow Missouri Boat Ride band members were inducted into the Reeds Spring Area Hall of Fame on May the 5th. Hearty congratulations to Dean and the band. Congratulations. Rodney Dillard's been performing with the Walker Brothers at churches and other venues in Florida and elsewhere this year. He hopes his much-anticipated and long-awaited CD of new Dillard's music will be released soon. Margaret Carey has been making a lot of personal appearances, mostly in California, and focused on her Disney experiences, though she is among the guests for this month's Mayberry in the Midwest Festival, as I mentioned earlier. She was also a guest at Missouri Cherry Blossom Festival in Marshfield last month. Yeah, so Margaret gets around. She is moving around. Just had a birthday, too, recently. Happy birthday, Margaret. Jackie Joseph, Romina, my darling Romina. She helped her longtime friend and pal Doris Day celebrate her 96th birthday in Carmel, California, in April. The birthday bash helped raise money for Doris's Animal Foundation. It's Doris Day Animal Foundation is what it's called. Jackie and her husband, David Lawrence, also had an eventful trip to France in late April. Oh, that's rough. That's good. Congratulations, Jackie. I hope you had a good time. George Lindsay Jr., he has released a CD called Goober-san Sings, like Goober-san, because he's Goober's son. Get it? Goober-san Sings. A CD of him performing funny songs. Song titles include Fleas, Roaches, The Old Rubber Handshake Gag, and his always popular Goober Says Hey songs. We'll have some CDs. He'll have CDs on hand at Mayberry events that he'll be attending this year, including Mayberry in the Midwest in Danville this month and Mayberry Days in Mount Airy, North Carolina in September. That is news of cast and crew. Folks, we have new chapters of the Andy Griffith Show Reading Archers Club, 3 new ones since the March issue of the e-bullet came out. I always love chapter names. Here's the one, Do Cousins Count? That's one of my That's one of my favorites. That's in Key West, Florida, and elsewhere. The Key West, the Cousins Count. That's really Gomer. I can't do Gomer's voice. The Cousins Count. Or maybe, was that Goober? Anyway, it was one of them. The Cousins Count. All right, so that was one of the chapters. Here's another one. Fife's Mountain Folklore Society. I like that too. Mount Pleasant, North Carolina. And the Mayberry Supper Club in Orlando, Florida. So Florida, hey, two chapters this time. Congratulations. That brings us up to 1,455 chapters that have been founded since the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club began with four goobers sitting around a TV in Nashville back in the fall of 1979. Congratulations to the Rerun Watchers Club and all these great chapters. Folks, there's all kinds of stuff in the e-bullet that you want to go and check out. There's merchandise updates from Weaver's Department Store. Thank you very much to the e-bullet for including Weaver's Department Store in it, as they are here with us. Got great new shirts. Got Floyd, Pink Floyd, Colonel Harvey's Indian Elixir t-shirt. It's a great shirt. Aunt B's apple pie. There's a great black shirt it's a black shirt, but it says Shine On. It's got Otis on there. It's a great looking shirt. And of course, there's another black shirt with Floyd on it that's pink. Floyd's pink. So anyway, I guess that's Pink Floyd. Folks, there's all kinds of cool stuff over at Weaver's Department Store. Go over and check out weaversdepartmentstore.com. And a little bit of chapter news. Some of us got it and some of us can't from Gardner and Clayton, North Carolina. It's kind of both places. Celebrated its 20th anniversary as a chapter on April 19th, which just happens to be Eleanor Donahue's birthday as well. The group watched episodes, did some trivia and games, and did some hearty eating and enjoyed Mayberry Fellowship. So congratulations to the Some of Us Got It and Some of Us Ain't chapter. We appreciate you. All right, next up, members of at least five chapters, including Barney Chapter from Greensboro, North Carolina, Mother Figure in Huntsville, I Ain't No Rockefeller from Big Stone Gout, Virginia, the Hearty Eating Men and Beautiful Delicate Women of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and You Better Put a Buckeye in Your Pocket and Do the Incant for a Sore Foot from Bessemer, Alabama, and fans from at least six states participated in Alabama's April fundraiser in Tuscaloosa for Eagle's Wings of Tuscaloosa, an organization which provides housing and support for adults with disabilities. It's a great event. I'm always thankful to be able to be a small part of it. We had some amazing people this year as part of our tribute group. Even Festus from Gunsmoke showed up and helped us. Many of the Mayberry tributes, including Dixie Griffith, also stuck around after Eagle's Wings to participate in a sock hop there in Gordo, Alabama. It was featured me, Floyd, Alan Newsom, Floyd, the DJ. And we played 50s music. It was a great time by all. That's about all we got for chapter news this time. But if your chapter is doing something, make sure you let the e-bullet know. You can email them at goober@imayberry.com. Folks, there's all kinds of Mayberry stuff on the web. If you don't get the e-bullet, or even if you do, head over and check these things out. There's imayberrycommunity.com where you can go over. It's kind of a Facebook type place. Definitely something you want to do. There's, of course, this podcast. There's imayberry.com as well. And then there's Burke on Mayberry. There's a Mayberry Bible Study podcast. Both of those are podcasts, Burke on Mayberry. If you don't listen to it, you might enjoy it. There's links in the e-bullet to get to all these things. There's a Facebook page for the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club at facebook.com/TAGSRWC. And there's 240,000 Mayberry friends on there. 240,000 people have liked the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. So definitely go by and check that out on Facebook. There's the Gomer and Goober Pile Comic Book Literary Guild that we're going to be hearing from in just a few minutes with Randy Turner, our roving reporter. And of course, there's Weaver's Department Store, all kinds of stuff. Friends, there's all kinds of things over at the e-bullet. Please go by and check it out. You know, Jim digs you, so you be nice and go dig him back. Head over to the e-bullet, subscribe to the e-bullet. It's easy to do. If you go to imayberry.com, click on the link and head over and click the subscribe to the e-bullet to make sure you don't miss an issue. Because if you did, you had already heard all this stuff this morning. You could have read it yourself. Or you can go right now and read it. Well, don't go right now. You're listening to the show. But you can pause me and come back. That'll be fine. Because we still got Randy Turner. All right, guys. Hey, thanks to everybody for being here for the e-bullet. And go out there and subscribe. We need you. We need you. All right. So, friends, we are in for a treat now because we have our special report from roving correspondent Randy Turner. So let's take it away, Randy.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Goober Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild for the Mayberry Historical Society.
It's Ernest T. Bass.
Ernest T. What?
How do what you do, doing? Randy Turner?
I'm not Randy Turner. I'm the announcer.
What do you mean you're not Randy Turner?
I'm here to meet Randy Turner. I like him because he learns me a lot.
Yeah.
When I listen to him right here on this hair contraption.
Yeah, that's a good
yes, good. He helps me with my true love romance.
Well, that's sweet.
I want to meet him. If you don't let me meet him.
I'm going to pick up this hair rock and hit it right through there window.
No, you won't.
I will.
I won't.
Will.
I won't.
Will.
What?
Man, now, Ernest.
Randy Turner, where are you?
He's strange, this one.
Margaret Carey was born on May the 11th, 1929 in Los Angeles. Growing up as Peggy Lynch with her adoptive parents in the Hollywood area, she entered show business at an early age. In 1935, she appeared in her first film at the age of six, an Our Gang theatrical short subject. She appeared in two more Our Gang comedies, one the following year, and the last in 1938, where she was featured as a tap dancer. 10 years later, she was spotted by singer and actor Eddie Cantor, who tapped the teenaged actress still performing as Peggy Lynch to play his daughter in his last film, If You Knew Susie. Cantor felt Peggy Lynch did not sound theatrical enough and dubbed her Margaret Carey, a name she has used ever since. The 1948 film was not a success, but did include the teenage Margaret singing and dancing. She graduated from high school while making the film. Margaret was cast in an early sitcom, The Ruggles, on ABC, which premiered in 1949 and was broadcast live. Margaret played Sharon, the oldest daughter in the family, who was attending UCLA though still living at home. Most early television shows originated in New York, as the city was the home of classic broadcasts of the golden age of radio. The Ruggles was one of the first television sitcoms to be broadcast from Hollywood. After three seasons, the show ended on June the 19th, 1952, in an episode featuring the marriage of Margaret's character, an event that drew wide media attention. While co-starring in The Ruggles, Margaret had also done additional work. She worked behind the scenes as the assistant dance director for the musical I'll Get By, which was released in 1950. That same year, she also appeared in an episode of the television western The Lone Ranger. During production of the Disney Company's newest animated film, Margaret auditioned and won the job of acting out the character Tinkerbell, for the animators to use as reference for the film, which would be called, of course, Peter Pan. The film scenes included Margaret working with props such as a giant keyhole shape made of wire and a giant pair of scissors. Margaret also provided reference work for the red-haired mermaid in the Neverland Lagoon and even voiced that character. An urban legend eventually grew that Tinkerbell had been modeled after Marilyn Monroe, but it was Margaret who served as the model. Margaret returned to National Entertainment in 1960, when she did her first work in the voiceover field, voicing a number of characters in the animated series Clutch Cargo. The innovative series cut costs drastically in three ways. It used a great deal of actual film footage. Its animation was very limited, usually consisting more of camera movement of static images than true animation. And through the use of Synchrovox. That latter system superimposed real human mouths over the faces of the cartoon characters. That same year, Margaret made her first appearance in Mayberry as Bess Muggins in the Christmas episode. She returned in 1961 as the similar character Helen Scobie, who was being victimized by Mayberry's skinflint, Mr. Weaver. In both roles, her husband and daughter were played by the same actors. Margaret next voiced characters in two other animated series, Space Angel and The New Three Stooges. But in the mid-1960s, she retired from national performances, other than to play a role in the 1993 film Public Access, the first feature film directed by Bryan Singer, who went on to helm the X-Men film franchise. Margaret has continued to work at a number of venues, including hosting a weekly Los Angeles radio show and appearing in several documentaries about Peter Pan. At the age of 89, she is still going strong and often appears at Mayberry events. Well, that's it for this week. Thanks for listening. And remember to take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
Yeah, thank you, Randy. Randy's still posting things over at the Gomer Goober Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild. And if you want to make sure you don't miss one, send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com. And he'll make sure you get a note letting you know what he's up to. So turnersgrade@gmail.com. Folks, hey, I want to thank you for being here with me. I want to thank all of our patrons. Now, you may or may not have heard me talking about this, but you can support me here on the podcast by donating, becoming a patron over at Patreon, patreon.com. You can get a link over at the show notes. Right now, I have 13 patrons that are giving me about $30 an episode. So if I had more than 13, if everybody would give me like a dollar per episode. And by the way, I don't charge for every episode. Like this one, I won't charge because this episode is Jim Clark did it all. I didn't do any of the work. All I'm doing is reporting. So if you'd like to help me out, it helps keep all this stuff going, not just Two Chairs, No Waiting, but it also helps support, you know, the imayberry.com sites, the everything I'm doing related to the Andy Griffith Show. I appreciate any support you can give me. Now, if you would like to go over there, I'd appreciate it. We'll see how that goes. Right now, I've got, like I said, 13 people giving me $30 an episode. So that's really nice. I appreciate it a lot. But it costs a good bit to put this show on and to have everything together. So anyway, I appreciate the support. And if you can't support me, go out there and tell people about the show. You can tell them about it because I get all kinds of cool stuff. Like I made a sign that, you know, you can go and buy a sign, by the way. This is something you guys can do because you're Mayberry fans. Go out and buy you a piece of poster board and write, "Concert tonight, relax to music under the stars." It's a great sign. I made it, and I just enjoyed being able to have it. So anyway, so those are little things. Of course, that only cost about a dollar and a half. So they goes, yeah, they don't give – my wife is passing me notes here. The patrons don't give me $30 each. No, they give me $30 total per episode. Yeah. So each one of them gives a dollar or five, you know, $3, a dollar. I don't know, 50 cents. So, I didn't mean to make it sound like they gave me $30. If you would like to give me $30 an episode, I will take that. That would be okay. Yeah. All right, guys. Hey, I want to thank you for being here on the podcast, and we will see you next week. I would love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415 and let me know what you think about the show. You can go over to twochairsnowaiting.com, click the contacts link. All you got to do, go over there and click contacts, and it will tell you all kinds of information about how to contact me when you click it. It tells you the phone number. It's got all in there, so you can go over there and check it out. I would love to hear from you. You know, you hear from me all the time. It's great to hear from you. So until next time, guys, have a great Mayberry week, and hopefully you'll see you at Mayberry in the Midwest if you can make it. If you do, come up and tell Floyd you said hey, okay? All right, guys, have a great week, and we'll see you next time right here on Two Chairs.